when you're in the club, you're not just in a football club. You're sending out part of the community. You know, there are people when things aren't going well are onto you constantly, and you instinctively know when things aren't right. And you know, nobody's defended John and Jimmy more than I have. There comes a time when you think, well, hang on. You know, we've got to make a decision now. Do I think that this is going to become right by the end of the season or not? And to be honest, there was at that stage today where I just think, no, I don't think so. So you give us the best chance to finish us in the playoffs this season, I think is to change the manager now.
Well, we've just had the first reaction, and I'm sure you've seen loads, and I'm sure you've been battered with texts and emails already as the chairman. But Mandy Woolman has just said, in response to the news, good news, it just never worked out. Hope they have a replacement lined up so they can take advantage of the transfer window. So, Chris, let's come back to where the point raised a couple of minutes ago. Because you've said that you've got a plan to replace the management by this weekend, people will be saying, well, he's got a name in the frame. And one of the potential names in the frame is obviously a previous incumbent, because he's out of work, Keith Hill. Would you care to comment? Yeah.
No, not really. I mean, there's plenty of names. Have you seen how many managers out of work there are out there? I think there's something like about 60, 70 managers out of work. So, well, as I said, we do hope to nail something down in the next 24, 48 hours, and that'll be another nice news item for you.
Well, I understand exactly what you're saying, Chris, and I do realise that because you are one of the league clubs, it is a prime appointment and that you would have applicants reaching round the block. But when it's your timescale, not mine, that you impose for the weekend, not left a lot of time for applicants, have you?
No, we haven't. And I think that because of things that have gone on in the past, I think that one of the things that I wanted to do this time was to make sure that we had a candidate that we wanted lined up in position should we decide to do this. And I think everything's fallen just about right, and it made the timing right as well.
So it isn't going to go out into the public domain. You do have a name in the frame?
We do have a name in the frame, yeah.
And do we know when that's likely to be announced?
I would think hopefully tomorrow.
And will you let us know, Chris, I take it?
Of course I will.
I'm just trying to see how much of a laugh is in your voice there, Mr. Dunphy. You will let us know, won't you? So, Rochdale fans, you know as I do, Chris, they care passionately about the club. It's been a fairly turbulent couple of years for them, so there will be a lot hanging on this decision. So they're all going to be watching the social media, listening to the radio with